You need help. You need answers. And I'm considering my next movie role. I consult Mystic Mona's app, Dice Wisdom. The app gives me great advice for all my important meetings. I wish I had Dice Wisdom when I was tempted by my housekeeper. Ah, but the past is the past. I'm back in the movie biz now, and all is good. Go to dicewisdom.com. Go on, you know you want to. Do it now!
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, fire!
How do you let people know about your amazing app, book, or website? The answer is post-launch. More than search engine optimization and marketing, and more than social media postings, post-launch offers the latest cutting-edge solutions in web presence marketing. The web is crucial to your success. There are literally hundreds of places to manage your brand online, and post-launch knows them all. They promote a compelling online social media platform through dozens of today's hottest web venues. Postlaunch initiates the web presence you need for success. Postlaunch will organize the best media campaign for what you want to promote. You will be a force on the internet, and you will get the attention your hard work deserves. The countdown to your successful liftoff is with Postlaunch. For priority service, tell them Mona sent me. Call 702-800-2131. That's 702-800-2131. Or go to postlaunch.co.
You've tuned into Psychic View with Las Vegas psychic Mona Van Joseph. This entertaining and interactive program is brought to you each weekday morning at 9 a.m. Pacific Time. Call in now to ask Mona your most pressing and personal question at 347-850-1494. That's 347-850-1494. Now from the entertainment capital of the world, Psychic View.
Well, good morning, everybody. Happy Tuesday. And I see a few of you are lined up for me to answer your question. And I thought I wasn't going to be able to do the show this morning. I wasn't sure if I was going to make it back to my my little setup here by 9 a.m., but it looked like I did. So here we are. And, you know, the funny thing is I am reminded of sort of a thought for the day. This is before I draw sort of the vibration of the day, but thought for the day might be just pay attention to coincidence, because certain things just lined up for me to be able to do the program today. And I just want to let you know, just paying attention to your coincidences, things that seem to happen sort of by accident, but then is at the same time intended for you. All right, so the vibration card of the day is a card in traditional tarot. It's Page of Pentacles. And the Page of Pentacles is always about being aware and attentive about learning new things. So what is it that you need to learn that's going to make you even more of a success? So I want you to start looking at that today. Look at what can you do to hone your skills? And it could be something as simple as, you know, taking an Excel class so that you know how to do Excel. I'm not a big Excel person, so that's one of the things that I would really like to learn. It's just I haven't carved out the time to do it. Or if you're someone that's more spiritual, what can you do to be more spiritually grounded? What is your method to become more spiritually grounded? But what this is always about is slowing down to pay attention to what it is you still need to learn to be the success that you want to be. So, all right, I'm going to go right to the calls. I have somebody here from 786. Let me get you on the air. Hello, 786. Who's this?
Hi. Hi, Mona. This is Samantha.
Hi, Samantha. What's your question?
Well, I wanted to ask if you possibly see more money coming into the future for me.
Okay, so remember how I said right at the beginning before I started taking calls that there may be something you need to learn?
Yeah.
What I'm seeing here is that there, you see yourself in a much better place than where you are now. But what it's saying here is that you need to be open to receiving what you need to be in that better place. So I'm going to give you a homework assignment, which is going to sound really weird. I'm giving you two homework assignments. The first one is every morning I want you to face east. I want you to hold your arms wide above your head and say, I'm open to my blessings. Okay? The next thing I want you to do, and this is going to sound really weird, but I want to tell you that it works. Okay? Next time you go to the grocery store, you might even do it today, get yourself a couple of bottles of distilled water, all right? With a Sharpie or a felt pen on the outside of the bottle of water, so you're getting a gallon, a couple gallons of this water, I want you to write the word abundance on the outside of the container of distilled water, all right? There is a study out there that water will vibrate to the word it's assigned. So if on a bottle of water, and distilled water is what works best because it's the most clarified water that we can get readily, you know, without actually hiking up to the Alps to get water there, right? But to get the distilled water, you write the word abundance on the outside of the container of water. And as you're drinking this water, because you're going to start drinking just this water that's got the abundance on it, that's the only water you're going to drink, you're going to start becoming more and more aware of how you can draw more money to you. One of the things that I want to tell you is that you need to get to the point where you don't compromise your own talents. All right? In other words, it's not so much about what you can give to somebody else, because we already know what you can give to somebody else. It's about what they're willing to pay you for what you're worth, okay? Because you know how hard you work, right?
Yes.
Okay, so it's time for that shift in that new direction, and you need to stay focused with that, but start drinking this abundance water. Now, you can use this method for anything you want to draw in your life. So if you're looking to draw love into your life, if you're looking for a new job, write the word new job. And you can even put the word new job, more money on the outside of this container of distilled water. And you keep drinking it until it happens. And you expect it to happen because you're setting your vibration to that thought that, you know, matter of fact, I have these little bottles of water in front of me right now. I have one, when I do the radio program, I have one that's called Love. And I drink out of that bottle of water when I'm doing this radio program. Do you see what I mean? So by you, all you have, and I make it sound so simple, it is, there are a few things you have to do along with this. You have to expect that the results that you want are already a part of your reality, that it's already coming to you, because you've already set in motion things that are going to make you better. You're already stepping away from what you don't want. So now we need be open to the vibration that's coming to you, which is a much better situation. Now, that doesn't mean you sit around and wait for the UPS guy to deliver it to you. It still means that you take action in the direction that you want to take. It's not just about drinking this, you know, charmed water that I'm telling you about. It's actually about you getting the inspiration to take action.
Okay.
All right, my friend. Thanks for calling.
Thank you very much.
All right, see you later. Okay, I've got somebody here from the 678 area code. Hello, 678. Who is this?
Hi, my name is Denise.
Hi, Denise. What's your question?
My question is about love. I would like to know what you see coming up for me in that area.
Okay, so did you hear what I was telling Samantha?
I did.
Okay. So I'm actually going to charge you with the task because I'm looking at your cards here, and things have been really unfair to you in love.
Yes.
Very unfair. And part of it is you keep – what are you doing? You're making all this noise.
Pardon me?
There's all this noise around you. What's going on?
There shouldn't be any noise around me.
Oh, that's weird because it's the sense that when you shift, like all this weird noise out of the blue comes into your phone. It's very weird. I'm not the only one hearing it, but you probably don't hear it because you're on that end of the phone. But anyway, here's what your cards are saying, is that you have been treated very unfairly in love. But part of it is that you find yourself attracted to guys that are kind of dicks. It's like that bad boy quality that you find yourself attracted to. And the thing is that while I think that would be great sexual adventure, I don't see that's somebody that you could actually hang your hat on to really have a relationship with. So what I want you to do is go get a bottle of distilled water, write the word love on the outside of this bottle of distilled water, all right, and start drinking that water. The other thing I want you to do is realize that there is a nice man coming to you, but the key word here, this is a nice man. You may not find yourself initially attracted to him because he's a nice guy. Because you've got yourself into that sort of adrenaline rush when it comes to a guy. Like, when a guy treats you badly, there's a part of you that gets this adrenaline rush that you want to try harder to get his attention. And the right relationship, you don't have to try harder to get someone's attention, that you just get it. So do I see new love coming into your life? Yes. Do I see somebody really nice coming to you within the next 4 months or so? Yes. But what it's saying is there's nobody from the past that's going to come back. And it's also saying here that you need to be open to the nice guy whose attention you're getting.
Okay.
All right? But there is love coming. We just need to step back from the men that create drama for you. Because I know, it's like, I feel like all you have to do is reach out your arms and you will touch a nice guy. I mean, he's so close to you, but he's such a nice guy, you sort of ignore him. And, you know, the ones that treat you like shit are the ones that you seem to be drawn to. Because you
very
think
true.
That they...
I said that was so true.
Okay, so here's the thing, is that, you know, I want you to start looking in places that are going to draw you a nice guy. And that would be any kind of outdoor activity, like a tennis club, a walking group, a biking group, learning how to play golf. You're more likely to meet a guy that's kind of a nice guy that does one of those things, all right? But you become part of the group instead of just putting in the crosshairs the idea of just meeting a guy. Because this is there's a whole vibration change that needs to happen with you. And there may be even a few friends you need to step back from. The other thing I want to tell you, and this is the weirdest thing I'm going to say to you, it says here in your cards that you have trouble sleeping.
Yes.
Okay. Now, when I see that card, when I see this vibration with you, is that you need to learn to relax into your own vibration. And part of learning how to relax into your own vibration is learning how to sleep well. And I'm telling you that I would spend the next 3 weeks just concentrating on getting 7 hours of uninterrupted sleep every night. And it may mean that you have to cut out caffeine. It may mean that you have one cup of coffee in the morning and that's it, and then you do some sort of exercise like 4 or 5 o'clock in the afternoon so that your body is revved up but then relaxes. And you take this wonderful soothing cleansing bath and go to bed. Because what I'm seeing is that we need to get your vitality back to where you even become more attractive again. So I hope that helps, Denise.
It does. Thank you.
All right. Thanks for calling. See you later. Okay. I've got somebody here from the and boy, I kept hearing a rattling on that line. I wonder if it was just me. All right. Got somebody here from the area code 267. Let me get you on the air. Hi, 267. Who's this?
Hey, Mona. How are you? It's Crystal.
Hi, Crystal. What's your question?
I just want to see what you see for me as far as finances.
All right. Let me see. Well, there's a lot of potential here. You know, here's the thing. You're not afraid of hard work. There's a lot of potential here for you. You want to create the reason why you want more income coming into your life is not necessarily to be, you know, a big swing and dick show off with money. You just want it so because it creates choices for you, which is the perfect reason to want to have abundance in your life. And actually, I want you to already look at what you have as amazingly abundant. that there are probably more people out there jealous of what your potential is than what they've got going. So you kind of having that attitude to start with is going to help. But the biggest thing missing or the biggest thing you're not doing is you're not being truthful about what it is you really want for yourself. All right? So I'm going to give you a homework assignment, Crystal. Are you ready?
Yes.
Okay. Your homework assignment is to take out a sheet of paper, and at the top of the sheet of paper is, if I had all the money I needed, if money was an unlimited, actually do it this way, if money was an unlimited supply, what would I do with my life?
Okay.
All right. I literally want you to be the person that looks at your life as though it's not about the money. It's about what you can do with what you have. And what's interesting is that you're going to look at some of the stuff on the list, and you can already start doing it now. Like, one of the things that I hear people say if they had all the money, if there was no question or no worry about money, they would volunteer for a charity. Well, you can volunteer for a charity even if you're not as wealthy as you hope, because the most important thing you can contribute to anything is your time.
Mm-hmm.
It's the most important thing because it's such limited supply. And
mm-hmm.
when you look at the fact of a life connect, and I'm going to have you look at this way, that when you look at a life with a certain amount of minutes, and every day, no matter what, you have to spend those minutes in a day. You have to. They get spent whether you're conscious of them or not, right? So, but you only
mm-hmm.
have a limited amount of minutes in this physical form, right? And then there's money. Then there's abundance. And abundance is more than just money. It's love. It's friendship. It's good deeds. It's all of that mixed together, all right?
Mm-hmm.
That's absolutely infinite, all right? There's so much of that out there. If you look at the vastness of the universe compared to our little tiny pinprick of a planet, all right? If you look at the universe, like, that represents abundance. And you are just this person that just needs to change your capacity to accept it, all right? And then there's this limited amount of time we have on this planet, all right? So as soon as you change your vibration that abundance is all around you and the resources will be there as you need them, then that's exactly what starts to happen.
Okay.
All right? And seriously, because what I'm seeing, there's such huge potential in your cards. You have the card of unlimited potential as your conclusion card. And what it really talks about is aligning yourself with the spiritual force that flows through all of us and allowing yourself to agree with it. And as soon as you agree with the idea that unlimited potential, unlimited abundance is already flowing through you, then you start manifesting it.
Okay, gotcha.
Now, if you hate your job, time to find a new one. Or if you're between jobs, time to find a job. And it doesn't matter what it is, because when you have the idea that and the potential and the thought that you are being divinely guided, you will not be misguided. Like I'm just going to share a couple personal stories with you. There have been a couple of times that I have almost made it really big. I mean, you know, my name being as well known as, say, Sylvia Brown, all right? She's one, or James von Prague or John Edwards, right? There have been probably five times that I have almost actually made that happen. And for whatever reason, it hasn't. And the way I look at it is it's because it wasn't quite the right fit. I was supposed to be on a game show where I was going to be the psychic hotline, you know, like on the show Millionaire. There was another show out there called Identity. And I auditioned for it with a bunch of other psychics, and I was the only one that got everything right. And they were going to fly me the very next week to Burbank. I was going to be the psychic hotline for the contestants right there. I was going to be the psychic expert. And right before I was supposed to fly out, the network canceled the program.
Oh.
All right? The other thing that just happened, I was supposed to have a live show on the Strip. And we had come to a really great agreement with all parties. And then we got the contract, and they severely lowballed what they wanted to pay me. And they wanted to put me into a 7-year agreement. And they wanted 10% of all of my special events. So all the hard work, in other words, they were going to basically take over all the hard work I've done for the last 12 years. And I said, no.
Mm-hmm.
So here's the thing, is that you need to know what's right for you, and you need to be very honest with yourself as to what it is you really want to do in this lifetime. And as soon as you really decide, the universe rushes in to back up that decision with you. One more thing I want to tell you. I know I'm spending a little bit longer with you guys today, but I'm just kind of in that mood. So here's one more thing I want to tell you. Do not complain about anything. And I want you to try that for 24 hours, starting right now. Do not complain about anything. Start looking at your life as though everything is a puzzle piece specifically designed for you. Okay?
Okay.
Mm-hmm. You're just waiting for it to fall into place. And you keep that mindset that it is going to fall in place. You're just being patiently productive while you're waiting for that to happen. So I hope that helps, my friend. Thanks for calling.
Okay. Thank you so much.
See you later. Okay. Got somebody here from the 361 area code. Hello, 361. Who's this?
Hi, this is Sandra. How are you?
Hi, Sandra. What's your question?
My question is, my husband is asking for a transfer in his company, and I was wondering if you could see if we're going to be able to get that.
Yes.
If he transfers. Yes.
Yes. Now, here's the thing. Your husband can be a bit of a bulldog sometime, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And I mean that in the kindest way possible. But what he needs to do is it's like... It's almost as though I want his supervisor to call the place that he wants to transfer to and actually sing his praises. So does he get along pretty well with his supervisor?
Well, he's the director of this region in the company, and he gets along well with everybody.
Okay.
We, you know, so
okay.
As far
here's,
as I know.
Here's the thing that I would like him to do. And this is actually before the official decision happens, is I'd like him to be proactive and go to the place that he really would like to be transferred to and meet everybody.
Okay.
In other words, I want you guys to make a field trip and go there and have him meet everybody. Because as soon as they meet him, he's very likable. All right? He's a bulldog.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like he's a guy that gets things done, which I love about him. But what I want him to do is I want him to go meet everybody. So ask him if that's possible, if he can make a field trip out there to meet everybody. Because there's an opening there, right?
We're hoping that there is. You know, he let the owner know that if there's a possibility to move to Cancun. We live in Acapulco. And to move to Riviera Mayan, you know, that he would love it. And, you know, he sent him the email and told him and everything, but we haven't heard anything back on it.
Okay.
And there's a lot of work over there.
Okay, so here's the follow-up email. And this is what you instruct him to say. Something along the lines of, I realize that my request to move to Cancun is a little out of the blue, but my wife and I really are looking for the place that we ultimately want to retire. And we think Cancun's that place. This is where I think, I think that my success where we've been right now can contribute to the success of all the business that we're going to have in Cancun. And I'm wondering if it would be okay if I went to visit the facility there.
Okay.
Because if they give him the okay to visit, then that's 90% that he has the job.
Okay.
So he has to do one more reach out, because what it's saying here is whoever he sent the email to sort of put it on the back burner because it's not a priority.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a priority for you and your husband, but it's not a priority for whoever he sent the email to. So what he needs to do is actually request, could I go see the facility to see if I would be a good fit?
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
according to this, you get the job just by making that little extra effort that your husband
okay.
gets the job. So, you know, good luck on all that, Sandra, and I look forward to hearing how that works out.
Okay, I'll let you know.
All right, my friend,
I'll
thanks for calling.
I'll tell you. Thank you,
right.
dear.
You're welcome. Talk to you later. Okay, bye. All right, you guys, hang in there. I will get to all your calls. I'll be right back.
The Dice Wisdom app is an entirely new method of divination. Based on the casting of two regular dice, this entertaining app is a remarkable way to receive clarity on your questions. Easy to use, accurate, and thought-provoking, the Dice Wisdom app will provide you with the exact attitude, action, or energy to promote the most positive response to your query. Ask a yes or no question, ask about how to attract love, or simply tap the dice for daily meditation. Find out more at dicewisdom.com. Go ahead and roll the dice. Your life only gets better from here.
How do you contact Mona? Her website is thepsychicview.com and her phone number is 702-571-0461. Mona is available for special events, VIP receptions, Las Vegas trade shows, and personal readings in Las Vegas by appointment. Mona holds the privileged psychic arts license through the City of Las Vegas and is the published author of Chanting Life, Wisdom and a Dice Toss. Call 702-571-0461. That's 702-571-0461. Remember, Mona changes lives one at a time.
All right, and I'm back. Hey, I just want to let you know, I'm going to give you my secret to success right here. My secret to success is that nobody can do what I do the way I do it. Nobody can do what I do the way I do it. I also don't compete with anybody else. I really don't look at what other people are doing or what other psychics are doing. I just do what I do the best I know how to do it. And the thing is that if something doesn't feel right to me, I won't do it. Like there was, I had talked to this marketing person and they actually suggested that I sell sort of subscription services for what I do. And I said, no, that's not good. I said, people shouldn't call a psychic, you know, every day or every week or anything like that. They really shouldn't. What they should do is use a psychic's advice for sort of validation or a little insight. And it should be sprinkled on occasionally, not something that's a general diet, all right? And when this person, this marketing person brought up to me that it would be a great idea for me to do a subscription service, my immediate response was, I am not a psychologist. That is more of a psychologist role than it is a psychic role. And when I do a reading for you guys, it's a picture of the moment. It's what I'm seeing right here in the moment for you. And it's up to you what you do with the potential of that moment. Because the most important thing you can do is bring yourself to the point of awareness, being right here in the moment, which is the only thing in the world you got power over. I read a quote, I think it was on Facebook, that there's nobody from the future that's going to affect your present. Nobody from the future is going to affect your present. And when I read that, it's like, that's absolutely true. The only person that's going to affect your present is you. And that's why I closed the show, Psychic View, because the present moment is the gift. It really is this moment. You take care of this moment, everything else takes care of itself. All right, I'm going to go to area code 856. Hello, 856. Who's this?
Hi, Mona. It's Laura.
Hi, Laura. What's your question?
Well, I went on that interview, and I thought it had gone really well. I was real positive, even coming out of it, but I didn't get the job. And
okay,
did
you ask that one question that we talked about before? How did that go?
I'm telling you, it went really, really well. I had three interviews in a row. The third interview, I felt almost like that guy that wasn't completely engaged. He even got to the interview late. But they had a bunch of us at a hotel, and it was like speed dating. We kind of were all
right.
going to these different
right.
rooms, and And I'm telling you, the two guys that I would have been reporting to, I interviewed with the hiring manager. That went great, to the point where he even gave me tips on how to interview with the third guy.
Right.
And the second guy that I interviewed with was the first guy's boss, and him and I hit off really well.
Right,
and
right. Well, I mean, what's not to like?
Yeah. So I don't know what happened, and I was hoping you could give me some insight into what went wrong, why I didn't get the job.
Actually, sweetheart, I think you dodged a bullet. I really do. Because I'm looking at your cards, and it's saying that the guy that really wasn't paying attention to you, the one that was the last interviewee, apparently has a lot of power in that company. And he would have been riding you really hard, and it wouldn't have been to your benefit. It would have been to your detriment. So I actually think that you dodged a bullet. However, the bright spot of this whole interview process is that you did really well with two of the three guys. So what I want you to do is I want you to send them a thank you note, and that it was absolutely a delight to meet them, and that if they know of another company that could benefit from your skills, you'd be delighted. Seriously, you would appreciate the recommendation or the insight. Now, what I would do is I would see who their competitors are and go get your butt hired from them. I got to tell you a story, you guys. You know, I'm coming up with these stories because you guys are reminding me of the crap that's happened to me. All right, so I got booked for this trade show with this huge pharmaceutical company to do handwriting analysis, all right? So I get booked at this trade show. I get booked at this one company, and I'm going to call them ABC Company because I don't want to give names. So I get booked by ABC Company, but they're a huge pharmaceutical company. I get booked at ABC Company to do handwriting analysis. So what I do when I get booked for special events is I send people a non-refundable deposit for 50%, all right? Because when I send the deposit, if they cancel on me, I still get that 50% because I've held the date for them, right? Well, what happened was if somebody with mucky mucks at ABC Company decided they didn't want a psychic to actually be at their booth, even though I was going to dress like an FBI agent and do handwriting analysis. So they canceled me. But the trade show itself was advertising that there was going to be a handwriting analyst there. So they had to find another place for me, all right? So XYZ Company steps up, says, we'll hire her. So I got the 50% deposit from ABC Company that basically I got that as free money because I ended up getting booked for my full fee at XYZ Company. Do you want to hear the ironic thing? Is XYZ Company at the trade show was a directly across from ABC's booth. And so there I am sitting there doing handwriting analysis for all of these scientists that actually test drugs, which was the whole reason they were there. And all of these scientists were lining up to find out what I'm seeing in their handwriting. And none of them were going to ABC's booth. Okay, so I'm telling you that because I think ABC Company, the company you just interviewed with, has really missed out on a great person. So I want you to go to their next biggest competitor and apply with them.
Okay.
All right. But I really do think that you dodged a bullet. Send some nice thank you notes to the two guys you liked. Don't send one to the guy that was a dick.
Okay.
Seriously, just send it to the two guys you liked. Hey, it was great meeting you guys. You know, if there's another company you think that my talents might benefit, please let me know. But in the meantime, find out who their biggest competitor is and apply with them.
Yeah, I think I know who it is, and I think I am going to go ahead and I'll see if they have any jobs for me right now and apply to them. But
all right, go kick ass.
Thanks, Mona.
All right, see you, Laura. Bye. All right, I've got somebody here from the 573 area code. Hello, 573. Who's this?
Linda.
Hi, Linda. What's your question?
What do you see me doing in the future for finances?
Well, you're somebody, and before I'm even turning cards over for you, my friend, I really think that you would do so much better if you got to work autonomously, because it's not that you don't play well with others. It's not that. It's just that you are so much more effective when you can focus on your own, when you're given a task and said, you know, here, Linda, do this. Well, you'll do more than they expect of you when they just give you the assignment than if you have to do it with a team, all right? And
right.
Again, it's not that you don't play well with others. It's just that you usually work harder than most people on the team assigned to you.
Right.
So you end up pulling all the weight anyway. So here's a question for you. What is your background? What kind of work have you done in the past?
Housewife. Oh.
I'm sorry. I'm hearing a dog, so I didn't hear what you did.
Housewife. I was married.
Okay,
are you there?
But I can barely understand you because that dog is yapping so hard in the background that I can't even hear what you're saying.
Hold on a minute. I said I was married a long time, so I really don't have a lot of work history, but I like making kids' books and doing art.
All right, well, then I have an idea for you that may be perfect for remember I said you would do best when you work autonomously, kind of on your own? Have you thought about becoming a professional pet sitter, house sitter?
I've thought about it, but every time I put myself, you know, I just,
Okay, there's a friend of mine here in Las Vegas that has made an incredible little business for herself. Now, it's a modest income. You know, she makes like $500 a week doing this, and she got herself insured and bonded, all right? And it's just really sort of a part-time gig, but it's enough to supplement her to the point where she can have a comfortable living. But what she does is she has, like, I think 3 or 4 clients, and she goes to their house every day. She walks their dog. She makes sure the dog's okay. She picks up the doggy diamonds in the backyard, right?
Right.
And then she basically she spends a little time with the dog, makes sure that the dog gets let out, because usually a lot of dogs can last all day without having to go, but most owners want to have a little attention to their dog, you know, like at halftime. So that's what she does. She's got 4 clients. She goes and so she spends about an hour at each place, and she charges them $100 a week to do that.
Well, see, I'm way out in the woods, and the people around here, they just don't. It wouldn't be.
Oh, they probably have dogs that run free. Okay. Well, then that might not be a thing for you, but maybe you do sort of an independent greeting card business where you sign people up to send their cards for them, you know, to people for their birthdays. But what I'm seeing here is that first you have to decide what it is you want to do. Because the thing
is, I
want to
get my books. I've got children's books, okay, and I want to get them out there.
All right.
And I want to get, you know, I do the illustrations, I do the artwork, I put it to poetry, I do all that.
Then what it says here is you're going to have to go into pure focus to make that happen. And that means that you're going to have to get yourself on Twitter. You're going to have to get yourself on Facebook. You're going to have to create an identity for yourself that is all about writing these wonderful, charming little children's books. But you're going to have to do the work to do it. And do I see that ultimately happening for you? Yes. But the thing is you have to realize that for you to have that big lucky break, it's going to be 95% perspiration and 5% luck.
Oh, my God. I've had a lot of health issues, too.
Okay, so here's the thing, is that when you start talking about all the things that won't work, the universe agrees with you. When you start talking about all the things that will work, the universe agrees with you. All right? So there I am telling you, well, you need to set yourself up on an internet presence for people to tap into. I mean, the guy that wrote the whole Wimpy Kid series, that's what he did. He set up sort of an internet presence first, And then when he started getting attention, that's when the publishers went, wow, I love your stuff.
Yeah. But I've got one book published, but they stole it, basically. So I'm over that hump.
Okay.
Know?
So apparently you didn't do the process of getting your work copyrighted before you published it?
I did, and it was a lot of these publishers, and I ain't going to mention names, do not pay royalties, and they keep the books and stuff like that. There's the publishing companies.
Well, see, here's, and I'm just going to share this with you, and then I got to move on to another call, but I want to tell you this. I have a couple of books published. One of my books is, and I actually have it where I did the whole self-publishing thing on my own. I got it copyrighted. I actually hired my own printer. I had them printed. And I had about 4,000 copies of this book printed. I sold about 3,600 of them, all right?
Wow.
More than that. I think I sold like 3,800 of them. I have 200 left. So as soon as I sell these 200 actual real books, I'm not reprinting it. So if anyone actually has a copy of my book and I get famous, oh my God, right? All right, so there's that. So I have like 200 copies left on Amazon. So here's the other thing, is I turned around and renamed the book Dice Wisdom, all right?
Uh-huh.
And so now it's an e-book, so people can download the e-book for like $1.99 or $2.99 or something like that. And then I took the book and I developed an app from it. So the app is actually my book that you can have on your phone. So it's like having psychic advice on the go. So you think of a question and you tap the little dice image on the phone and it gives you the answer to your question.
Neat.
And it's a whopping $3.99. All right?
Wow.
So you can buy the book on an ebook for $2.99, but then you have to scroll through the whole book to get to the answer. So the app is actually a much better value, and I'm selling the physical book for $20. Now, people are still buying the physical book because when I tout about the fact that buy the book because I'm not printing any more copies, that once they're gone, they're gone. Well, if I do ever end up as famous as, say, Sylvia Brown, those are going to be collector's items, right?
Well, yeah, absolutely.
But here's the thing is that I went through the very pragmatic process of making sure that all my work was mine. So I didn't go through one of those online publishing companies where you send your idea to them and then it's on-demand book printing. I didn't do that. I did it the hard way. I got my own ISBN numbers. I ended up hiring my own printer. I got my own artist to do the book cover. I mean, seriously, I did it all. Every single step, I did it myself. And I want to tell you, not the cheapest endeavor on the planet, but did my book ultimately pay for itself? Yes. Is the best idea from the book the idea that I did an app from it? Yes. So it's totally different. And one of the things that I want you to think about is one of your children's stories would make an incredibly fun children's game on a phone.
Yes.
So you need to think way bigger. My friend, I got to go, but thanks for calling.
Okay, thank you.
See you later. Okay, bye. Okay, I've got somebody here from the 939 area code. Let's get you on the air. Hi, 939. Who's this?
Hi, how are you?
Who is this?
Julie.
Oh, hey, Julie. What's your question?
Hi, how are you?
I'm good.
Okay, good. Yeah, I wanted to ask a question on the guys having a little trouble with. So I was just wondering if you see, because they're not really telling me what's bothering them.
Okay, so you have a couple of guys around you right now that you say are sort of shutting down, sharing with you what's going on with them emotionally?
Just one.
Okay.
On.
All right. He's coming up in your cards reversed because he does not go into that comfortable feeling thing very well. All right? The way to get this guy's attention is to talk about business, talk about his work, talk about ideas for work. Don't talk about, don't go, something's bothering you, what's going on? You seem weird, what's going on? Don't do that. Because I would say that this man's a workaholic. Well, you would think of him as a workaholic. He loves his work.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
he loves his work. So for him, he's not a workaholic. For him, he's doing exactly what he loves. So the only way you're going to get this guy's attention is by aligning yourself with what he loves, which is concentrating on what he does for work. This is a guy, he doesn't sleep well, he works his ass off, he feels like he's on the cutting edge of being better than anybody else, and I would definitely not call this guy lazy. So the thing is that the reason why you want to know what's wrong with him is not really what's wrong with him, is why he's not paying attention to you. That's really the gist of what you're calling
about.
He
made a grand gesture towards me, and I didn't. It was so grand that I didn't know what to do, and then he shut down after that.
Okay.
So I didn't know.
Here's the thing, is that if there was a part of you that went, okay, there's two things that just happened with you when he made this generous offer with you. The first reaction was, oh, crap, I don't deserve that. That was your first reaction. That was your, and what happened was is the whole spiritual vibration of that, as soon as you went, oh, my God, I don't deserve it, he went internally, yeah, you're right, you probably don't. And so so he thinks in a very grand scale and thought that you were that same way. And as soon as you were hesitant because you didn't believe that you deserved to have that kind of benevolence fall on you, what happened was is he then suddenly agreed with that vibration that you shot out. So how do you repair it is probably the better question, and that would be for you to say, wow, I had a great idea about your work or your career or your project. I had a great idea for you. And you send him the idea. And it doesn't matter to me whether he ends up adopting it or not. You can't expect necessarily payment back for it. But you need to kind of go back to the first that square one with him and go back to the beginning of the relationship on how you interact with him.
Okay.
And so I know, and I want to tell you that this is a guy who loves his work. He loves it. Loves it, loves it. That is the thing. And if you want this guy's attention, you have to respect his work at least 25% to the level he does for you to get his attention again.
Okay, is this somebody who I should bother with, or is this person just not for me?
Well, if you're looking at this man romantically, I would say no. If you're looking at this man as a businessman that you can learn from, I would say yes.
Okay.
But I would not look at this man at all as a good romantic partner for you because he just doesn't operate on that squishy feeling area in his life. The way he loves people, the way he loves people is if they're of value to him. And it sounds like a very selfish thing, but that's part of the reason why he's so successful, is that he looks at other people around him as their value of how they've made themselves successful. And you'll probably recognize that a lot of the people around him are as successful, if not more so, than he is.
Right.
So, all right, my friend, got to go.
Sense.
All right,
take
thanks, Julie. See you later. Okay, bye. Okay, I've got somebody here. Oh, hold on. All right, got somebody here from the 678 area code. Hello, 678. Who's this?
Hi, this is Kenya. How are you?
Hi, Kenya. What's your question?
I'm trying to do a cord cutting kind of ritual.
Yeah.
Trying to detach from a past relationship.
Right.
And I have this name tag of this person that I can't find, that I kind of just want to do that in my ritual. Would you be able to help me locate it?
Well, I'm not a lost article kind of thing, but I will tell you that there's something about the third drawer down.
Third drawer, okay.
The third drawer down, and which is the weirdest thing I could just throw out there. But I want to tell you, I can see why this one's really hard for you to let go of.
Okay.
Because you really did all your best stuff to try and make this one work, and you're sort of what's got you so jacked up is that your best stuff didn't really get his attention.
Right.
And I want to tell you that's not a reflection on you. That's more his crap, because, you know, I really think that he missed out on somebody that really could have been great for him. But the other thing I want to tell you is that this man was supposed to be a catalyst for you.
Okay.
Of what you don't want. Because it's like, you know, I'm going to do a Las Vegas example here. It's like throwing a bunch of money in a slot machine that's never paying off. At some point, you got to get your ass off the stool.
Awesome.
I'm serious.
That's great.
And of course, there's the other advice, too. When you get a jackpot, get your ass off the stool.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like, don't stay in one place no matter what, right? But the thing is I see that you put a lot of investment in this man. And what I don't like about the guy is he just kind of kept accepting it without giving a lot back.
Right.
And so your lesson about all this, this catalyst, is that you felt more empowered being in that relationship because it seemed as though you were challenged to do your best stuff, all right? And he's not an evil person. It's just he's more selfish than most.
Okay.
All right? And you releasing the burden of trying to make yourself, you know, presented to him in an amazing way, the only reason that you were with him so long is that you made it all about him. And he liked it.
Okay.
All right. So yeah. And it doesn't matter on the name tag because you'll eventually find it. But I got third drawer down for some weird reason.
Okay.
The thing is that really what I like you to do. My release ritual is where you write the person a letter. Now you don't mail it to them, obviously, but you write them a goodbye letter. And in the letter, you pretty much say all the reasons why this relationship is no longer healthy for you. But the closing line of this release letter is, I release this past relationship for the one I deserve. Then you sign your name, you crumple it up, and you go outside and burn it.
Oh, my God, I missed part of it. You kind of, you said, last thing I heard was the closing line was.
The closing line was, I release this relationship for the one I deserve. Then you sign your name, you crumple it up, and you go outside and burn it.
Okay.
All right? Because what I'm getting here for you is there's absolutely no reason on this planet that you shouldn't have somebody absolutely fabulous in your life. All right? And the guy that I'm seeing for you coming into your life, and this is saying that he's coming within the next 3 months, so like October is going to be a big month for you. And I really want you to accept any invitation that puts you in groups of people. But the man that I see for you is likely to be an Aquarius, Libra, or Gemini, and he's very smart.
Okay.
Little socially awkward. I mean, not bruisingly so, but a little socially awkward. So you're going to be the one that probably says hi to him first.
Okay.
And you might even think, because he's kind of on the shy side, that he's gay, but he's not.
Hilarious. Okay.
No, really, because this is a guy, he's so into his head, that he's so into, like, his intellectual things, that he can go all day and forget to eat. So he might be relatively slender, too.
Okay. Which is fine.
So I would look for the slender guy that's shy.
Okay.
Okay. Now, he could also be an avid bicyclist, which might be the other reason why he's slender. But I get slender and shy with him.
Okay.
Brown hair.
All right.
So let me know when you meet him.
Okay, I'll do that for sure. And you're
are you on
every day?
Every day at 9. How did you find me?
I was just flipping through Blog Talk, and I got drawn to it. And I thought, okay, well, let's check it out and see.
Well, very cool, because I had actually originally canceled the program this morning, and then a bunch of stuff lined up so that I could redo it, so I just threw the episode back up again and did it live. And I've had, not only do I have a whole bunch of people on hold just listening, I've got enough callers to fill up the whole program, so I should do it last minute like this more often, huh?
Awesome. Yes, it was great. I really appreciate you. Thank you so much.
All right, thanks for calling. See you later.
All right, thanks.
Okay, bye. Okay, I've got somebody here from the 313 area code. Hello, 313. Who's this?
Hi. My name is Sherelle. How you doing, Miss Lady?
Hi, Sherelle. What's your question?
Hi, honey. Job-wise, I've been trying to get a new job for so long. And
you deserve it.
Yes, I do. I do. I really do. Is this something that I'm doing wrong? Is it something that's holding me back? Or do you see what I'm coming up with? Is it? Is something blocking me?
Okay, you know okay, by the way, I don't think anyone's blocking you but you, because I don't believe in curses or any of that kind of crap.
No, I ain't talking about that. I'm just saying, is it something I'm doing wrong from blocking myself?
No. Sweetie,
okay.
This July was your big eye-opening month. You have really realized in the month of July what you don't want anymore. All right?
Mm-hmm.
So having said that, if money was not an issue, what would be the job that you would do? What would be the thing you would do to fill up your day if money was not an issue?
Help people.
Okay. All right. Well, you can help people in almost any job that's out there. So what line of work are you in?
I work at Tubby's. It's like Subway. It's a sub shop. And I don't...
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. So what I would love you to try to do is to get your butt into a restaurant where you can actually serve food and get tips.
Yeah, we do that too, but I don't want to be in the fast food industry anymore.
I'm not talking about fast food. I'm talking about one of those nice breakfast lunch places where you work your ass off, but at the end of the day you're going home with a couple $100.
Right.
Okay, that's what I'm talking about. And so you basically take your fast food experience and now go and get yourself a job in a restaurant as a waitress. Okay.
Yeah, I was a waitress before too.
Okay, but that's going to make you more money. And then if you turn around and get a little culinary experience down the road, then eventually you can have your own restaurant if you want to stay in the restaurant business. Because I have to tell you, I think you're a kick-ass cook. I think there's a couple dishes you make that people always tell you to make.
Mm.
All right? So eventually you may have your own restaurant. But what I want you to do is the next step in your career needs to either be something you can make more money or something that's more managerial.
Okay. 'Cause I've been trying to get out. Oh, I'm sorry. I've been trying to get out the restaurant business because I've been applying for jobs in senior care, home care, child care.
Okay.
Child care.
Here's the thing. I see you doing really well at that. But I keep getting that there's a bigger, higher position for you because I see you owning a business. So it may be, it may be that you end up going into, say, you know, home health care, where you're actually helping people in a retirement home, let's say. But then you end up creating your own retirement home. You end up building your own retirement home. And each retirement home only has 10 residents. And you franchise it. And you have it in all areas of the city so that adult children of these lovely people would be able to be close enough to their mom or their dad or both that they could visit very, very regularly. And I just got the 90-second cue that my program's going to end, so I have to let you go. I hope you call me again.
Okay. Okay,
all right,
thank you.
See you later. Okay,
all right.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye. All right, you guys, I'll be back live tomorrow. Talk to you then.
Thank you for tuning in to Psychic View with Mona. If you'd like to be considered for an extended reading on her program, please like the Mystic Mona page on Facebook. Mona will randomly choose one of her fans for this special on-air session. You can follow Mona's radio announcements on Twitter by following Psychic View or The Mystic Mona. Indicate Psychic View as a favorite on Blog Talk and be notified of Mona's special programs. Tune in to Psychic View each weekday morning at 9 a.m. Pacific Time and call in to ask your question. Psychic View is brought to you on Blog Talk Radio for your entertainment and consideration. Mona is available for Las Vegas trade shows, VIP parties, and special events. Phone sessions are also available by appointment. You may contact Mona by dialing 702-571-1000. 0461. That's 702-571-0461. Or by going to her website at mysticmona.com. Thank you for sharing your morning with Mona. And remember, Psychic View, because the present moment is the gift.